So are the past and future illusion? What about living in the present? Yes, we are definitely meant to live in the present. But we don't live for the present. We live in the present, but we need something higher to live for. Say, let's take from living in the present is very important because our mind tends to go off in the past. Oh, this went wrong, that went wrong. If only I had done this, if I had done that. We tend to lament about the past or resent about the past. And we tend to fantasize and fear about the future. I want this to work out. I want this to work out. What if that happens? What if that happens? So in this way, when the mind goes into the past or the future, we cannot do anything constructive. So we can't even experience life as it is. We experience life through the filter of the mind which is going here and there. And that's why living in the present is important, because the present is where we can make any change, any constructive change, where we can make some contribution. So the past is a reality in the sense that it happened. What is the illusion is thinking is just living in the past and resenting the past, or even repenting the past in a in a self-flagellating way, just beating oneself up. Why did I do that? Why did I do that? The past is not an illusion. Then the past did happen, but our obsession with the past puts us in illusion. Similarly, the future is not an illusion in the sense that a future is going to happen. And when it happens, it's going to be reality. But our obsession with the future can also put us in illusion. We can go into daydreaming. We can go into worrying. Unnecessary. There's an author who said, most of our life is filled with frightening experiences, most of which never happen. So that's because what if this goes wrong, we keep worrying. So obsession with the past or the future puts us in illusion. So we do want to live in the present, but many times the present may not be pleasant. If somebody is sick, then they are in pain and they are on a bed and they can't do anything. They have to accept that, but they don't live for the present at that time. They live for a future where they'll be healthier. So sometimes the present may be so unpleasant that just living in the present may be unbearable. So what enables one to live in the present is the hope that the future will be better. Now if one is not doing what is required in the present, if somebody is not taking the medicines at all and is thinking in the future I'll be healthy, that's not going to work. So we have to do what we need to do in the present. But so we live in the present, but we need to live for something more than the present. If I'm studying for getting a degree, I have to read the book that I'm reading right now. So I have to live in the present. But the purpose that we have, it extends beyond the present. So the present is one moment, but our life is a continuity. And our purpose is what brings continuity to all the present moments. Otherwise, each present moment could be just fragmented and disconnected. Okay, I do one thing now, I do second thing then, I do third thing there. But how are they all united? They're united by the purpose that I have. So this pursuit of purpose is what animates and unifies the present that we are going through. And so we live from the spiritual wisdom perspective, we want to live in the present, but we live for the ultimate reality. We live to seek the ultimate reality, to love the ultimate reality, and to contribute in a mood of service to the ultimate reality. So I have been given some talents. So right now, if I'm learning to write, I may be an unknown writer right now. And I would like to develop my talents, and I would like to become a better writer in future. But now, right now, all that I have to do is, okay, let me get this word right. Let me get this sentence right. So I live in the present. But then there is a higher vision, a higher purpose, which transcends the present. Yes, if each sentence that I write, each word that I get, if I get it right, then eventually I'll become a better writer and I'll be able to make a contribution. So we live in the present, but we live for something bigger than the present. And what that bigger is, that we get the fullest understanding through spiritual knowledge. So, as I said, the Bhagavad Gita explained that there is ultimate reality, which is known by different names in different traditions, which is known by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. That is there's a source of love, there is a reservoir of love. So we live for the purpose of loving the ultimate reality and experiencing the love of the ultimate reality. And we do that through what we can contribute in the present. So I use my talents in a mood of loving service in the present. But even if in the present I don't get the result, if I'm living for the ultimate reality, then through that mood of service, I'm connecting with that ultimate reality. Then the process becomes joyful in itself because it connects us with some higher reality. Because the present connects me with the present. Living in the present connects me with the present. But the present is there one moment, it is gone. So what is there next after that? The present is a means by which we connect with the ultimate reality. And then each present becomes a new opportunity to connect with ultimate reality. And thus, the present becomes a way to a fulfilling life.
Okay. One more question.
Sure.